Emotional is an intense poetic story of range journey of love and chaos through poetry, and brief narratives that are certain to keep you engaged and elated as you ride the waves of emotions with her. Go pick up the book Emotional by Kyoko today, available on Amazon.com.
Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Rodis. Rock. They call him the wild foul guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis. Rock.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Punt.
Stint Big Studio.
Yeah, I fucked around and I did the impossible. It's possible I made you on the conjugal. I'm Big Daddy. I flipped your mother like a beef patty. I read books, but I'm street savvy. Just take a look at my catalog. I fire off a couple cannonballs that come through your stereo and analog and set it off. I don't give a fuck, we can bet it all. Not bet, I won't be in debt at all. I debt it all. Feeling like I'm better off. If I ain't spell it out, I'm like a letter off. I'm cocky cause I let it off. Your man don't wanna get involved. I terrorize niggas. I done sent a bomb, you sent a bomb. Watch a nigga eat, now we can beat the street about the way I leave the beat. They tell me stay violent, so I keep the peace. I can't stop, gotta beat the beast. No mercy, sweep the leg. See me dead before you see a nigga bed. Like I'm windsurfing, freestyling on the edge. I'm filing up the bat, and now I'm coming for your legs. I'm leaning on the back, dick pointed at the eggs. The corny ass niggas, I don't give a fuck if you was in the feds. Your bullshit that got me seeing red.
I'm right back. I said I was coming right back. Right back. Just like that. I said I was coming right back. Right back. I'm right back. I said I was coming right back.
Corner, corner, saw. I'm jumping on the song, studying the art of war. Luckily, I draw it all. I'm finger painting, finger waving. You want a dog, but tumble on the block. Stay with Jules, see the nuggets on. I made a school for the public, y'all. I made the news for the toughest bars. Cable crews wanted more crazy views. Made your lady choose like she munching on something hard. Rocking baby blue in the double R. Cop your baby shoes while I'm in your girl Wonder Bra. Sup with y'all, like we at the table too. Supper's warm, maybe you can get taken too. Like the movie with the Russian guards. Gotta pay a dude cause I hustle hard.
Yeah!
They gotta love it, they gotta love it. Me and Cadiz from New York to Columbus, we want it. We giving it away like the Chili Peppers, so you better flee, we red hot in any weather.
I'm right back. I said I was coming right back. Right back, just like that. I said I was coming right back. Right back, I'm right back. I said I was coming right back. Right back, just like that. I said I was.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. This is episode 145. So this is the season 6 recap. So basically, on this episode, I'm going to be discussing season 6 and all of the bonus episodes that ran in conjunction with season 6. I want to thank everybody for tapping in. If you didn't get a chance to listen to season 6, it's available on all streaming platforms. You can go to RodisOnline.net and check out the episodes that have audio and video. So make sure y'all subscribe to RodisOnline.net. This is a milestone. The season started May 25th. From that time, The podcast has gained a lot of listenership. So I appreciate everybody who's been tapping in and tuning in and supporting me and supporting the show, supporting the merch, and just giving me an ear overall. Let's get it. Ace Porter is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all.
This from the bottom to the top, ain't it? Hands up in this bitch, no Macarena. I'ma show you niggas how to get it, I'm the trainer. Coach put me in, he see my game and can't explain it. Off the muscle, I'm a demon and it ain't no changing. Low key, whole time and I ain't even famous. I'm just a gangster from the low end that was known for banging. And you that motherfucking snitch nigga known for singing. Nah, I'm the motherfucking reaper, nigga. You the plug, who the fuck is you to ask for cheaper? You just a thug with some baggies and some new sneakers. And I'ma connect like two Bluetooth speakers. You motherfuckers make me sick with this bitch shit. You ain't your feelings cause your bitch just suck dick. What? Same bitch that put you out like nigga kick. Well, I reside in my own black nigga shit cause I'm a boss bitch. And you alive, I'm alive, niggas change the issue. I've arrived on the guys, it's the same ritual. Silver back, outstanding members, keep the picture. You see a boss, bitch. Go.
It's on, my nigga. I'm a boss, bitch.
That was Ace Porter with I'm a Boss. That song can be found on all streaming platforms. Shout out to all of our What's Poppin' artists of the day. Ace Porter, Cadiz, and Missy Faye. Their music can be found on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Trap Queen 517, that's What's Poppin'. Tiffany Yvette, that's what's poppin'. April Moore, that's what's poppin'. Pape G, that's what's poppin'. Bisa Miles, that's what's poppin'. Rocky, that's what's poppin'. Julian, that's what's poppin'. Kyoko Today, that's what's poppin'. Just Turkey, that's what's poppin'. Earl West, that's what's poppin'. Zippy, that's what's poppin'. Aiden, that's what's poppin'. Ryan Gilliam, that's what's poppin'. So let's get into the season 6 recap, y'all. I'm gonna break this down in quarters. So, episode 1, Paragadum Shift, it featured Cadiz. So basically, he came through and talked about how he got into rap, his writing process, and his collaborative EP that he has out right now with Mickey Facts. Y'all go ahead and get Paragadum Shift on all streaming platforms. He talked about us doing shows, us collaborating, and basically his style, his writing process. He let people know that not only is he a rap artist, he can also sing and hit notes. Now, that has yet to be seen, but my man Cadiz, as he pronounced Cadiz, is a dope MC, so if he claimed that he a dope singer, it has yet to be seen by me, but I'ma vouch for him because he's dope, period. So, season 6, episode 2, featured CEO 5000 from Stony Island, Chicago native. What he did was, he took us on a vivid tour of the city of Chicago and talked about all the different areas in the city, what's happening in the city, and he basically gave us history. He let us know about Big Ree, Stony Island TV, and everything going on from the perspective of a Chicago OG and CEO as well. He mentioned on the episode that he was doing the DVDs way before, you know, people was doing these videos and everything. So shout out to CEO 5000 for being a Chicago OG and taking us on that tour. Much appreciated. Now, episode 3 featured Smoke Troublesome, who is a relative of the late great Tupac Shakur. He talks to us about rapping and his reality TV series with his wife, Kim. The name of their show is called Meet the Tylers. He discussed a lot of collaborations that he have with like the Second Generation Outlaws and how it started. He has songs with Young Noble. He has songs with Young Buck. And he really expressed, you know, what's going on with Meet the Tylers and what they have going on moving forward in the future. He's working on music. He mentioned that, you know, he was willing to collaborate with me, and I appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. And I also asked him, what was his favorite Tupac record? Now, I never thought that I'd get to interview a family member of the late, great Tupac Shakur, but the episode was all about Smoke Troublesome. So, that's what's poppin'. Okay, episode 4. Padre Capucha, meaning Happy Father's Day. Now, I sat down with Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast, who is a great father. We chopped it up about podcasting. We chopped it up about fatherhood. We chopped it up about real life shit. You know, the importance of being a dad, being a role model for your kids, not only for your sons, but your daughters as well. You have to show your daughters early on in life how they supposed to be treated. So they'll know what love is. They'll know what they supposed to be treated like. And not to just take anything from anybody. We discussed our journeys through podcasting and everything. So I want y'all to go ahead and check out the Too Much Game podcast. Episodes drop every Sunday, and he does the episodes on Instagram Live. So y'all go to Too Much Game Podcast. He not here to help you get bitches. He here to help you get better. That's my man Dolomite's slogan. So shout out Uncle Dolomite for coming through. And his episode was one of the most viewed episodes on the season. So I just wanted to say that. So next, we had a shoe designer and a fashion designer by the name of Donnie Diallo, a Chicago native. He has his own shoe. Currently, he's on his 7th shoe. And you can get his shoes at Linktree/Donnie Diallo. That's DonnyDiallo. He got some dope shoes. I don't own a pair yet, but I'm waiting for a design that I like so I could go ahead and cop a pair of shoes. His newest, latest shoe at the time of this recording, it'll be out. So y'all go ahead and get y'all shoes at Linktree/Donnie Diallo. The fans, they really liked his episode. They liked what he's doing. They liked that he's an entrepreneur. They liked his entrepreneurial spirit. A lot of the listeners said that they support his shoe and his clothing brand. So that was really big for Donnie Diallo as well as the Riders Live podcast. It was really an honor to feature Donnie Diallo on this platform. So next was a bonus episode. The name of the bonus episode was called When. It was actually the premonition of me being a podcaster. I did a live and, you know, I was speaking this podcast into fruition. And I was telling everybody that nobody has to lose in order for everybody to win. You know, we got to work together. We don't need to be vindictive. We don't need to be spiteful. We just need to put the work in. We need to put our ideas together to create things that work for everybody. Some that's bigger. Some that's greater than us. Where we could, you know, put our egos to the side and, you know, get to the money like a lot of other ethnicities do. So now we're going to go to the second part of the season, which is the middle. We're going to jump into season 6, episode 6, which is Chicago 444. I actually got to interview Missy Faye, and she talked about her single, which is Chicago 444, and how God is the center of her life, and she follows God, and he's the focus of her music, her drive, her motivation for everything that she does in her life. Also, she came through and dropped her new single, Chicago 444, which is streaming on all platforms. Y'all go stream that. And y'all go back and listen to the episode. It's season 6, episode 6. Very smart woman. Intelligent. Articulate. You know, creative. She has her own style. She came through and expressed her musical influences and everything. So I really enjoyed interviewing Missy Faye. You know, it was a good interview. It was a live interview. We did it on Instagram. It was banging. So the next episode that I'm going to talk about is season 6, episode 7. We sat down with a new podcaster. The name of the episode was Music, Potting, and Inspiration. And I'm speaking about none other than Ashley Janae. Follow her on Instagram at BlueShades1996. You know what I'm saying? So Ashley Janae, she was just expressing that she has a podcast about inspiration which is called Inspiring Discussions. And she also has another podcast called Wrestling Discussions. Now, just to start a podcast is ballsy. So I'm going to say that. But she came out the gate swinging with two podcasts. They both dropped the same day. She's been consistent with her episodes. And she's had great guests, great discussions to inspire. And I was actually featured on Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions. You know, I don't really look at the or watch the New Age wrestling, but I do watch a lot of the classic wrestling. I'm an AWA kid, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, you know. That's the type of era that I grew up watching. Barry Windham, Dusty Rhodes, and my favorite wrestler, woo, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. So I want y'all to tap into Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions. Episodes drop on time. So y'all go ahead and follow Ashley Janae at Blue Shades 1996 on Instagram. And y'all go ahead and subscribe to her podcast, Inspiring Discussions, as well as Wrestling Discussions. Alright? So next, Season 6, Episode 8, I had the opportunity to sit down with a hustler, Serious Note, a.k.a. The Trap God. So Serious Note, he's from Minnesota. He's an artist, promoter, and basically we chopped it up about, you know, how many shows he did, him starting his podcast, his Three Coast podcast during COVID. I asked him how many shows he did, and he talked about his music, his collaboration with Snoop Dogg. And he also mentioned that, you know, on my podcast, the Riders Live podcast, that he got a song with Lil Wayne coming out. But currently, at the moment, he has a song out with Twista from Chicago. If you don't know who Twista is, he's done collaborations with Jay-Z, Kanye West, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Beats, Sinatra's, you name it, Twista's work with him. And that's it. So, the next episode is Season 6, Episode 9. The name of the episode is Who is 12 Cal? So let me break this down for y'all. 12 Cal is a limousine riding, jet flying, VIP buying out. He is the most wealthiest podcaster in podcasting. He has a dope podcast called the 12 Cal Podcast. Episodes drop every Thursday at midnight. And bonus episodes drop every Sunday. But let me tell you about the wealthy 12 Cal. So, he says sometimes bonus episodes will drop on Sunday. But sometimes they'll drop on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on how 12 Cal feels. I don't know if he has a writing staff helping him, a creative staff helping him, but he's pumping out quality episodes. So basically, 12 Cal came onto the Riders Live podcast and we chopped it up. We talked about podcasting, hip hop, music. Also asked 12 Cal about his starting five, his top five MCs, You know, if they were a basketball team, who would they be? Y'all go back and check out season 6, episode 9, who was 12 Cal. You know, it was an honor to work with the wealthy philanthropist 12 Cal. I've been on his show. He's been on my show. We've done collaborations. We've been on multiple lives together. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and follow 12 Cal at the 12 Cal Podcast. Follow him on everything at 12 Cal Podcast or at 12 Cal. So next up, season 6, episode 10, we talk to Crane. That's right. The name of the episode was Crane Valley. So Crane, she talked about her new album that she got out. She's been touring, what she's been up to. We really had a lot of fun with Crane. She talked about her musical influences. She talked about her genesis in rap. And Crane has been moving around down south, Georgia, Milwaukee, Indiana, Chicago. Y'all go ahead and stream all her music and follow her at Crane on Instagram. She's from Chicago. She got so many styles. She talked about, you know, people that she wanted to work with. What type of beat she like. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to plug this right now. Crane has a show September 16th in Chicago. So y'all go ahead and follow Crane. And y'all go check out that show. I'll be performing at that event as well. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, I'm going to post the link in the description of this episode. And y'all could come see me and Crane rock the mic. We don't have any songs or music together, but if we on the bill, you can expect a good show. And this show is going to be it's going to be thrown by Ashley Janae. She also does music, her and her brother, so y'all make sure y'all come out. Let's get to the third part of the season. So, season 6, episode 11, oh, I'm sorry, I digress. I wanted to mention that. Who is 12 Cal was one of the standout episodes of the Riders Live podcast. I'm not saying that the other episodes wasn't good, but the people really gave a lot of feedback about the 12 Cal episode. And they didn't know that he was wealthy. They didn't know he was a millionaire. They didn't know that he was a philanthropist. But they did give a lot of feedback about the 12 Cal podcast. So that episode was one of the major standouts of the season. So shout out to 12 Cal. So moving forward, I'm going to start the third quarter of the season, which is season 6, episode 11, The Unicorn. Now, this episode featured Goddess to a Demon. And we had a lot of fun. She talked about how her views is not like traditional women. She basically likes people for who they are. She couldn't give us a synopsis of her podcast, but it will be coming back. It's currently on hiatus. But she did give us a general synopsis. If she was to build her perfect bae, her perfect man, she mentioned 5 podcasters. So shout out to King Germ. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite. Shout out to Raw of the Raw Podcast. Shout out to Styles of the Brunch Hour Podcast. And I'm missing somebody else. So it's Styles, King Germ, Uncle Dolomite, Raw, and I cannot think of the last person. Hey, y'all go back and listen to season 6, episode 11, The Unicorn, and y'all tell me who the fifth person is, because I can't think of who it is right off the bat. Hey, my fault got us to a demon. So y'all could go back and check that episode out as well. And this episode was one of the standouts as well, according to the people in season 6. That's season 6, episode 11, The Unicorn. Next, this person is no stranger to the Riders Live Podcast. Season 6, episode 12, She Gets It. None other than the GOAT, Shan B. Potten herself. So basically, me and Shan, we just kicked it. We talked about podcasting. We talked about putting the work into the podcasting. We talked about her having 4 podcasts and all of the generous things that she does for the podcast community. She currently has books out to help podcasters. Like, for example, the podcast Questions, The Podcast Journal, Marketing The Podcast, Marketing 101. You can get all of these books on lulu.com. I currently have purchased these books because I stand behind Shan and the She Gets It podcast. And, you know, I wanted to see. So, Podcasting Brainstorming Strategies. That's the last book. I wanted to get that correct. You can purchase some of her books and journals on lulu.com, or you could go to shanbpotten.com if you need any tips or anything like that. And check out her podcast, okay? Check out She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb Podcast, her podcast that she has with Greg, and the other podcast. So I'm not going to give y'all all of the podcasts because I want y'all to hit up shanbpotten.com. This interview was good. Whenever me and Shan connect, it's just genuine. It's autonomous. It's just like peanut butter and jelly. You know? So that's what's popping. Y'all check out the She Gets It podcast. And follow Shan B. Potten on all platforms as well. And go purchase some of her podcast journals on lulu.com or shanbpotten.com. So, season 6, episode 13 is an episode that I did by myself, y'all. It's called The Point. I went on vacation with my family and I went to see The Point. And I went to Ohio. And I basically talked about how my trip was, the networking experience, everything that went on my vacation at the theme park or Cedar Point, my networking and everything like that. Y'all go ahead and check out The Point. Here's another standout of season 6. So season 6, episode 14, Literature. Literature is a producer, songwriter. We co-executive produce a project called the Chicago Sleepers Mixtape Volume 1. On this episode, me, Literature, Swift the Don chimed in, and J-Mo as well. We talked about him as a producer, what style of music he likes, some of the artists that he wanted to work with. You know, this episode was a standout, and the people spoke about this one. They really liked this episode. I guess towards the end of the season, I started getting warm, or people started catching on that I had a new season out, and they really chimed in. I dropped episode 13 and 14 on the same day, so I dropped The Point at midnight, and then I dropped season 6, episode 14 in the afternoon. Both episodes are doing well and did well, so that's what's popping. Last but not least, season 6, episode 15, Mimosas with Moet Mo. Follow her on IG at Moet Mo underscore Mo 24. Moet Mo is one of the most highly anticipated podcasters who has not released an episode. So we talked about her releasing a podcast. We talked about her popularity on Instagram. She's usually in a lot of laughs. We had a lot of fun. She said that she's dating with a purpose. She's currently single. So fellas, y'all go on IG and shoot y'all shot. But don't come at her with no dumb shit. We talked about her being a vegan, what the transition was like. We played Either Or, and we also played Smash, Pass, or Dash. If y'all not familiar with the game Smash, Pass, or Dash, you get to smash a chick or guy, you get to pass a chick or guy to the homie, or you dashing, you know what I'm saying? So it's elementary, Smash, Pass, or Dash. This episode was a lot of fun. We had good chemistry. I'm waiting to see what the people say about this one. It's doing good. I just released this episode last week. It's doing numbers. This season has been a success overall. So many downloads. I don't want to say how many downloads for all of the episodes total, but from May 28th to now, at the time of this recording, which is August 30th, it's over 128,000 downloads. I think the bonus episodes contributed to that. I'm not going to go into detail with the other bonus episodes, but I am going to mention them. Maxwell Street was a bonus episode I dropped on Monday. It was a collaborative live. It did well. Juicy with Sweet Juices. That episode was dope. It's a bonus. Y'all go back and check that out. And then I did a bonus episode, my latest bonus episode, which is called Who Knew? It's about three African-American kids who have the highest IQs in the world. So y'all go back and check that out. You know, I just wanted to drop some free game, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening and tapping in. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.
Miss Ife, the rarest gem. 15 years ago, God told me to leave Chicago like cheek, I go, and I did that. He also told me to seek and find better, and I did that. I want all my brothers and sisters around the world, but especially in Chicago, to know that you too can seek and find better. I put on for my city made strong, and my city man wrong with my my city. God, please help my city. Born and raised in the city. Chi-town is my city. Messed around in the city. Goes down in my city. Moved away from the city. Brand new day, my new city. Up a line, wood line, line city. Still up in me. What was birth in the city? Got the nerves in the city. Live and learn in the city. Do it first in my city. Breeding goons in the city. Gurus from my city. The news in my city. Huey knew we black and pretty. There's war in my city. There's more to my city. News explore what's beneath me. South side. Are y'all with me? North side. A bit city. West side. Flashy pretty. East side. Gun on thigh. And they wish a trigger try. Pretty city. Full of strife, beautiful, flashy lights. Take a ride, boat, glad down, make sure drive. I got more than what I prayed for. I prayed for two when I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test, four out of four. So what you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get chores. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Reap the clock, 444. It was no longer a coincidence. I began to see 444 on license plates, billboard signs, gas prices. God is calling us leaders to go and help those who need us. Where are our Muhammad Ali leaders at? They need us. They need us in the city. Lead us in the city. No trust in the city. Jesus, help my city. Food us. Yes, the city. Poverty rules the city. Politics are for kids like fruity tricks. Are for kids. I'm grimy. No legit Trinity. Keep me lit. Stay out the way until the end. Favor, I'm dodging sin, then falling, seeing like David. What I did, I never meant. I repent to who was sent. New plan to implement, man. I put on for my city. Same song in my city. So much wrong with my city. Y'all belong to that city. Chi-town is my city. Chi-town is my city. I got more than what I prayed for. I prayed for two when I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test, four out of four. So watch you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get yours. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Ring the clock. I got more than what I prayed for. I prayed for two when I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test, four out of four. So watch you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get yours. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Ring the clock. 444. Miss.